Now, we're joined on the line by the leader of Independent Ireland, Michael Collins, TD for Cork South West. Michael, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the programme. We'll be talking to you very shortly about the original reason why you asked, why we asked you on, about the fact that Independent Ireland, now standing at 7% according to the latest opinion poll, buoyed by your stance on the fuel protests. But if I could just get your reaction to the news that's coming out this morning, that there's going to be a fuel support scheme for several sectors, including haulage, construction, agriculture, fisheries, quarries, and that the this is in addition to the government recently allocating more than €500 million in energy supports following those blockades which caused so much disruption. The details of the schemes are being made public. Up to 120,000 farmers and 1,500 full-time agricultural contractors will receive financial aid. Combined with the earlier excise cuts, the package will result in an effective reduction of €274 in the purchase of 1,000 litres of green diesel. Are you going to praise the government for this?
Absolutely, Tress. Good morning to you and your listeners this morning. Yeah, absolutely. Any package that will help the farming sector and the fishing sector and a lot of people that are self-employed will have to be welcomed. Mike? Criticism, Trasa, would be labelled at the government that this should have been done many, many weeks ago. I had people telling me that it could cost them up to €800 extra to fill their tractor if they're doing heavy work during the day, which a lot of farmers are, you know, there's plowing and there's slurry and there's silage even being considered this stage. So there was huge costs and they were not being offset by the government. And packages like this, you know, in my view, if you were a government that's in tune with what's going on the ground, you would have been releasing packages like this long ago, because the government have continued to say they're giving the most, but what they failed to tell us, they're taking the most from the people. And I've said that on numerous occasions, where they're taking 60 to 65% of every, we'll say every 100 you put into your tractor, car, lorry, 65 is going to the government. That's greedy grab, and it had to stop. And we pleaded with them, and we tried everything we could. It led to these disruptions, which it should never got that far, because they should have set up, understood it. They should have been listening to their foot soldiers on the ground. They weren't. Their ears were completely turned off to the concerns of the people. They're in a desperate situation now. There's by-elections coming up. Of course, there's going to be a free giveaway now for another couple of weeks. But it's a very uncaring government, Tressa. This is what it's proven to be, and the people of Ireland are seeing it in droves.
A very uncaring government, you're saying. But, I mean, the government had already, prior to this, opened up coffers and allocated more than €500 million in energy supports. And what about people listening in this morning who are saying, notwithstanding the genuine threats to many operators in these sectors, particularly hauliers, in terms of the steep fuel price rises, that it's a case that if you're in big industry and you've clout and you've big tractors and big machinery that can cause disruption, you'll get heard in a way that, say, for example, carers never will?
Well, the problem is, I was always a believer that the decreases should come at the pumps for everybody, you know, right across the board, not packages that maybe some operators will have to go back to the council or others to try and drag out the government. It's not coming straight into their pocket immediately either. There will be a bit of work on that, to extra costing into others to draw down that money. Like, I would say, Tressa, like, is the home heating oil? Yes, I know you reported this morning, it's a beautiful day in Kerry, and great, that's great news. But the bottom line is still cold nights. There's still a lot of elderly people feeling the cold, afraid to put on the oil heating. Some are falling between the cracks. They don't have the fuel allowance that the government keep telling everybody is fuel allowance. Not many have fuel allowance, to be quite honest with you. And there are people that are still going to suffer after this package tomorrow. So look, yes, I welcome any package, but it was too late and it came too late. And it was because of the protests. Yes, there wouldn't be a brown cent extra given only for the protests. But it showed how out of touch, and that protest didn't need to take place. These people were reasonable people. I was at the meeting in Portlaoise where over 500 people wanted to go to protest. The next morning, we pleaded with them, hold back, negotiate. We did that. We tried that with the Roach and the Taoiseach and all the ministers. And they got only one response from one junior minister. They didn't went, and they, top that, we didn't ask for the reconvening of the Dáil. So there was no need for protest. We wrote to the Taoiseach. Taoiseach, Independent Ireland, to ask as a conduit, act as a conduit between the protesters and himself, seeing as he didn't want to meet or his officials didn't want to meet, and everything was refused to people. They were given no choice but hit the street, Tressa, hit the street in their numbers, and no packages are starting to flow freely.
And I don't want to go through what's been discussed, because this has been discussed ad nauseum for a while, but the government, I'm sure if they were there, would say that they were talking with recognised representatives such as the Haulage Association and other groups, and that there was never actually any key kind of people who are the leaders of the protests. They'd even say themselves, some of them would have said, well, I wasn't responsible, I can't tell people in Foynes what to do. That's and because it was, as you suggest, something that kind of spread up from the ground. But could I ask you, before we move on, and I do want to talk to you, because you are very buoyant in the polls following the fuel blockades, Michael, can I just put one question to you? If people who feel strongly and who would have very strong humanitarian and ethical concerns about the passing of US troops during through Shannon Airport, particularly during a war that's going on at the moment, the war that has caused this crisis, because ultimately it's the US-Israel war and Iran that has caused this fuel crisis. If they decided to mount a blockade of fuel depots and the country's only oil refinery to stop energy getting in, to stop fuel getting in, to stop petrol and diesel getting in, would you support them?
Well, first and foremost, the people that I went to a lot of the protests myself, Tressa, throughout the country, Ireland, in Dublin, in Cork and in West Cork, whatever. And these were ordinary, everyday, hardworking people that weren't unable, like you said, carers, home helps, all these people that can't afford to put the fuel in the tank. That was the bottom line. And like, okay, the troops coming through Shannon, if people block something, at least the country can keep going. People like the haulier couldn't keep going the way things were. The farmer was in dire straits. The fishermen were getting nothing in a package. And they were saying, we're ceasing operation. We're losing jobs. We're closing down our businesses.
What I'm asking is, the whole decision to blockade fuel depots, blockading the country's only oil refinery, stopping fuel coming in. If, for example, and I know it's hypothetical and I don't want to linger on that, because I do want to talk about your high ratings in the poll, Independent Ireland, and your plans to recruit possibly in Kerry. But if people who feel strongly and who have genuine, you know, moral and humanitarian concerns about the passing of US troops through Shannon Airport, if they feel, particularly during a war, if they said this is wrong, we need to take a stand, and they decide to mount blockades of fuel depots and the country's only oil refinery, would you say that's a legitimate form of protest? Would you back them?
Well, first and foremost, I'll always back a peaceful protest idea. You know, if it's for a legitimate reason, for the you know, basically the livelihoods of people that are struggling in this country, I certainly would. I'd rather they wouldn't blockade any port or anything coming in out. But that was our job. That was our jobs as politicians, to make sure that didn't happen, that we could negotiate. We did blown, make sure that feedstock got to Ringan Skiddy. But like, people got frustrated. They were left abandoned by their own government. And when they felt abandoned, they were angered. And as I know, when I went up to outside the GPO and spoke on Tuesday, that guaranteed if the Taoiseach had put out the hand and said, okay, I won't talk to you, but I will talk to these guys on your behalf, they would have stepped down very, very quickly. But they got angry and tired and hungry as the week went on, and people joined them in their thousands. But ordinary good citizens of this country joined them, Tressa.
And you've outlined that very clearly and very passionately, Michael. But just finally, I do want to just move on briefly to Independent Ireland's plans for Kerry, maybe to recruit more members here. But just finally, if this happened, and I know it's hypothetical, but just take, for example, and it's just an example I'm giving, if another group blocked fuel depots, blocked the country's only oil refinery, stopped fuel and oil coming in, stopped, which meant that the haulage, construction, agriculture, quarries and fisheries sectors that are getting all a boost now as a result of this fuel support scheme can't get that fuel, would you support that blockade and say, well, I supported the fuel protesters back in early April, and these people too are also protesting peacefully, and they also have a right to block our oil refinery and fuel depots.
Obviously, Tressa, it is, like you said, it's a hypothetical question because you never know who'd block it, and it could be people that are completely out of touch with reality of the world that we stand in today. The protests I support are the people,
the farmers, the fishermen,
the hauliers, the coach operators. These are the people that were on their knees, and the government failed to listen. And they're the people I support.
But would you support other protests, peaceful protests that involve the blocking of fuel depots?
I'd have to sit down and wait and see who's blocking it, because it could be some illegal organisation that would have nothing to do with it. That'll all come, it depends on who it is and when it is, but certainly this one I was supportive of, and I pleaded with him not to block anything. I stood with him, but I didn't block anything myself personally. I talked to them, I tried to create an area of negotiation and peace, which came to an end. Without that happening, we'd have no package today, and we'd have no package 2 weeks ago. That's the bottom line.
No, thank you, and thanks for clarifying that, Michael. Finally, you're 7% in the polls, your highest ever support in opinion, public in national opinion polls in the country. The latest opinion poll that was out over the weekend, I think it was in the Business Post, 7%. You're very Independent Ireland support is very high. You've no presence in Kerry at the moment in terms of elected councillors or anything like that. Now, I did speak to one councillor, Charlie Farley, who's an independent for the Castle Island Municipal District, and he said he did receive an email from Independent Ireland saying would he be interested in exploring joining the party. And Charlie Farley says he wants to remain independent, but he was at an event of other local authority members in Clonmel last week, and he said that other independents had been approached in a similar way. Will you be making overtures to independents, other independents on Kerry County Council, maybe Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael councillors or other high-profile members of those parties in Kerry?
Well, certainly, I suppose, Tressa, you know, for myself, I came from the community voluntary sector into politics, not from a political family by no manner of means. I never knew who my mother or father voted for. So we're very focused on maybe independent-minded, good community-working people on the ground. But yes, there is party members have contacted us. I'm not saying from Kerry, but I'm just saying they've contacted us, and we're willing to sit down with everybody. And that includes independents. It also includes people that never ran for politics before. We've had you're talking about the 7% of the polls, and yes, we welcome that. I'm always a bit cautious about polls, because you'll be 7 today, it could be 5 tomorrow, it could be 9 the next day. You know, they can fluctuate, and it can depend sometimes on where the poll is taken, because we had a member of our party was polled recently, and when he asked the person, they named out every party, where's Independent Ireland, they looked at the sheet, turned on it. So now we spent the last 2 years building the party, we're trying to fight our corner, trying to get people to understand this is a party of a difference to what it is, because it's connected with the ground roots. We're trying to have 24 councillors that are connected with the ground roots throughout the country roots. The people's voice as such would know. We have to build because our membership has exploded, and yes, quite a lot of that's coming from Kerry. We've noticed that, but at the same time, in saying that, we will be talking to people again. If they're community voluntary, hard-working people, that's the type of people we'd like, men and women that work for their communities, that want to build their community, want to build a new political party in their regions, whether that be Kerry or be Donegal or whether it be West Cork or whatever. That's what Independent Ireland is about, and that's where we're at this present time.
Michael Collins, thank you so much for joining us on the Kerry Today Show on Radio Kerry this morning. Appreciate your time. That's Michael Collins, TD for Cork South West and the leader of Independent Ireland.